Fiona Schrader reporting for domesticfuel.com. And I am at the last day of the National Biodiesel Board Convention, and I have the opportunity to sit down with Daniel Gomez, who is with Solben. Daniel, how are you?
Very good. Thank you very much.
Well, Daniel, your company is new to domestic fuel. So let's start off. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about your company?
Okay, so Solben is a Mexican company that develops and commercializes technology for biodiesel production. We started the company about 6 years ago, focusing on developing Mexican technology. And nowadays, after more than 5 years in the market, more than 70% of biodiesel plants in our country use our technology. So basically, we focus over modular units, and we're still growing our company. So
Daniel, what is the market in Mexico? How many millions of gallons? I know it's probably kind of confusing because you don't use the same system here, but or liters do you produce in Mexico?
Okay, so it's like going back 10 years in the U.S. Last year, the production capacity was 2.5 million gallons. 2 years ago, we were at 0.5 million gallons, and this year, we're willing to double to 5 million gallons per year. So if you go back to history at 1999, 2000, the trend is very, very similar in the Mexican market. Policymakers are working through energetic reforms at the Congress, so maybe next year we will see something good for biodiesel, and then things will go exponential for the next couple of years.
So what kind of feedstocks are you seeing for the biodiesel facilities in Mexico? Are you growing your feedstocks locally, or are you importing them from other countries such as America, like soybeans?
Well, Mexico, as most of the people know, they have a lot of natural resources, and we have a lot of wastes too. So basically, our clients and our company has been promoting second-generation biofuels coming from jatropha, castor bean, things that people do not eat. However, we had also been working with used cook oil, palm oil, and animal fat. So the market is there, and it's waiting just right now because diesel price is subsidized by Pemex, and you can't make blends in our country right now. But there are a lot of different alternatives and business models you could develop to start growing your company.
So when you say that you can't blend it, so what is the biodiesel used for in Mexico currently?
Well, what I mean with I can't blend it and sell it because I can't sell petroleum. However, my clients, if I sell you biodiesel, I will send you a B100, and then you will blend it yourself. So there's no problem in having a blend of biodiesel. However, I can't sell the blends. So then biodiesel price, if you are like a little over the diesel price and you can't blend, then the price can't blend in the whole price of the final product. So then it seems to be kind of expensive. However, you need to start making consciousness of our clients that there's more advantages and that the market is going that way.
So in terms of the technology you talked about, you said you develop your technology. Is it a multi-feedstock technology? So if you have a producer, they can switch feedstocks at will based off prices and availability?
Yeah. It's multi-feedstock technology. It's modular. We deliver turnkey products. It's 100% automated. And right now, we don't use water. We have a really efficient process in our production. And one of the things we most invest our profits on is innovation. So we've been growing our technology. We have new models for the next generations. And we make a lot of strategic alliances, not only with Mexican universities, but we've been working with universities here in the U.S., in Germany, in Czech Republic, and other countries around the world to continue developing the future of biodiesel.
So, Daniel, you know, obviously this conference is international and the biodiesel industry is international. So is your technology available for producers and companies worldwide?
Yeah, basically, this is the first time we come to the National Biodiesel Conference because we think we have already a solid internal structure in our company to start exporting our technology to the U.S. We already have some different projects we are pretty interested to work with here in the U.S. Before coming now, we just explore the market, and we confirm that that market is there for our company. So also during the last couple of years, we had been making a lot of relationships with the financial markets there at Wall Street, at New York. We had been also making some other relationships with universities here. So I think it's just a moment to start growing our company for the U.S.
So, Daniel, what do you think you're going to, or what do you hope to accomplish, or what's your big goal in the next year before we see you hopefully at the 11th annual conference?
Well, next year, in the next 6 months, I'm pretty sure you will start hearing about Solvay's first biodiesel project. We are really nobody else in the income generation models. You will see how internet might mix with biodiesel, and you could get more people involved in our big project for the future. So next year, I'm pretty sure we will start making out profits and start making more big partnerships with people in the biodiesel market.
Well, great. Well, I hope you let us know here at Domestic Fuel when these partnerships come down and some of the technology, and we'd really appreciate it.
Sure, we will.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much.